here we go. It's Indy Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It is April 3rd, 2022, and you know, I do this broadcast once a week, and I always talk about the cascading sequence of events, and wow, is the cascade getting quick and hard and coming right in our face. So for the first hour, we've got a guest. I don't have a lot of guests on. John and I were just talking off the air, you know, and I've been kind of in my own little cocoon just doing the broadcast by myself, but I've had some guests here and there, but. So I've got John Kaminsky. John Kaminsky, let's see, .org is where your stuff's getting posted, the most up-to-date stuff.
Yes.
So.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Robert, it's good to talk to you. It's been too long.
Yeah, it's been probably a few years. And but John's been in this.
2017, I think.
Wow, yeah. So coming up on almost 5 years. But, yeah, we've we'd done some radio together way back in the day, and he's been in a warrior in this fight against this interlocking, predominantly ethnic mafia that is basically out to liquidate the white race first, and then they'll bring everybody else under their heel. But they consider the white race as their, as Rabbi Simeon Ben Yochai said, the best of the Gentiles kill them.
James von Braun, remember him?
Yeah. So anyway, I was doing some reading over the last week or so, and I saw, John's, essay called Leaving Ourselves Behind. Yeah. And then he's written another one called What If Tomorrow Never Comes, which is a really good read as well. I was scanning through those before the broadcast. So, John, welcome back. Kind of tell the audience what you've been up to and how you're reading the tea leaves, so to speak.
Tea leaves, no. I don't do too many tea leaves. But I've been ignoring radio for several years because it kind of interferes with my reading. And I've kind of missed it. And lately, with everything that's happening here, it's like one fabricated crisis after another. We all have to do more than we can possibly do to change the direction we're headed in, which is right down the drain. We have a criminal government. There's no question about it. Falsely installed, doing all the wrong things for the American people and the people of the world. We've had this phony epidemic for 2 years. It's like totally destroyed the social fabric. And we've lured Russia into invading the Ukraine by conducting all sorts of criminal activity from Hunter Biden to Mitt Romney and all these other American pigs who've gone over there and created a serious threat to Russia that Putin definitely had to do something about. Yeah. That's at least on the superficial level. Yeah. When we go to the deeper level, if you looked at it long enough and closely enough, you see that there's really only one country now, and it's being run by the Jewish pharmaceutical companies, and I guess better known as Big Pharma. The Jewish banks, the Jewish American Congress. We can't avoid talking about the topic that we're not supposed to talk about. And it's like everybody's under the gun. When our public, it's not public, but when our major communications devices can ban a president from speaking, yeah, you know our days of freedom are over.
Yeah.
And so I feel it essential. In fact, I'm going to start a new radio program on Thursday. But it's like we all have to talk at the top of our lungs and convince everyone that our leaders are out to kill us. Our yeah. leaders are destroying the country. I mean, it started with a fixed election. It started a long time ago, but more recently, it started with a fixed election. It started with putting all those people who went to Washington to celebrate Trump's reelection, and most of them are still in jail.
Oh, yeah, gulag.
For wanting to be patriotic. I mean, this is not America anymore.
Now this is the USSA. We've transitioned into a gulag state, and now you basically your street level black criminals and fentanyl heads and gang members can go out and kill people and so forth and so on, rob, rape, and everything else. Get basically let out on bond to create more chaos while you've got these patriotic Americans that were just going up there to protest the shenanigans of the 2020 election, and then they get pulled into a honey trap, which many people warned about, me being one of them. This is really, really a sick operation run by our shadow state. Yeah,
it's all sick
to suck these people in, and then they walk into the Capitol. Some of them didn't even go into the Capitol building itself, and they're still getting charged and thrown in these gulags and so forth and so on. So a lot of kind of high profile individuals, Joe Biggs being one of them, former staff sergeant, combat vet. He was kind of with InfoWars for a while, but he's locked up. there's a lot here with Stuart Rhodes and the Oath Keepers, whether he's an FBI informant, but he's locked up right now. I mean, really, really crazy, crazy KGB level stuff going on in our
really own. Exactly right. Yeah. It's like we've known we've had a criminal government for a long time, and we haven't done anything about it. I know I've alienated my entire family by saying that they were too stupid to be ashamed of what they believe because they watch CNN, and they've been jabbed. Yeah. And so I haven't given them the news yet that they all have AIDS, but they do. And it's a nightmare scenario that we couldn't have devised ourselves. It's like the reality that we're facing is beyond any kind of fictional thing we could have worked up to predict what would happen. And now, with this crocodile outpouring of support, crocodile tears outpouring of support for Ukraine, which makes no sense at all. The American media is poison. Everybody should kill their television immediately because nothing on it is true on any of the networks. We started the war that Russia is blamed for starting by going over there and staging a false revolution, which we hired hitmen from Israel to kill both sides of the people, just to stir everybody up, to kill people from both sides. By sniping from the roof and just trying to create chaos there, staging a false election, sending all those poisons into the bio labs, which we have all over the world, by the way, to prepare for an attack on Russia. It was clear as day to everybody in the world what was happening there. And now we have the American media saying, oh, the poor Ukrainians, and Biden pumping billions of dollars as all Americans are going broke. And now, did you hear on May 23rd, we're going to open the borders?
Mm-hmm. They're going to end some Title 42 of some sort of blah, blah, blah that Trump kind of put in place. And then it's just going to – and they're already – The caravans are already starting. You've got 500,000 people allegedly on their way up here.
Right.
So it's real, real bad stuff.
So everything Biden has done since he's taken office after the false election has been to destroy America. And this apparently includes all the Hunter Biden bribes from both Ukraine and China. And we're talking millions of dollars. Supposedly, Joe Biden got a $3 billion bribe that from China that nobody's writing about, but everybody, every move he's made from the closing of the pipeline to the opening of the borders to the destruction, the bureaucratic destruction of the supply lines, it's like I guess what's happening is, and this was a philosophy we've heard for years, was that we can't raise up the rest of the world to the standards of America, so we're going to lower America to the standards of the rest of the world, namely the third world. And that's what's happening. I mean, how many people are out of work? How many people are getting evicted? And worst of all is how many people have trusted their doctors. How could you ever have believed that a powerful government would be able to turn our most important profession, which has always been doctors? I mean, it's like parents want their kids to grow up and become doctors. It's just like the best thing you could do. Those doctors have been turned by bureaucratic orders from their government to kill people. And the rewards for doing that are substantial. And in fact, I saw one piece where hospitals got, I want to say it was $1 million for the whole process of declaring that they had COVID using a false test, treating them with these $3,200 doses of remdesivir, which kill their kidneys and force them to be put on ventilators, which are operating, I just learned this recently, the last story I wrote, which are operating at the proper gigahertz to separate the oxygen molecules in your blood, guaranteeing that you'll die. And for each one of these steps, the hospitals get all these bonuses. And so they can't, it's like money has taken over the medical profession, and the doctors have given up their Hippocratic oath for money. Could you ever believe that would have happened? This is not just,
Here's a check. Yeah,
this
check
isn't
this.
just the destruction of
Yeah.
America. This is the destruction of the human race.
Well, yeah, it's the destruction of any kind of altruism, benevolence. It's like a shadow, a dark shadow onto the spirit of the people. But what's fascinating is they're doing this for all of this money that is basically going to belly up, worthless. It's it,
Worthless,
that's
that's right.
that's what's so fascinating. They
That's
still think
perfect, yeah.
that they think that money still is worth something. So, oh yeah, I'm going to get all this money. But then the gang over at the World Government Summit over here in Dubai, they're sitting here
Yeah.
talking about a reorganization. Mr. Producer, get clip six ready. This is like a minute and a half. Listen to this, John. This is
Okay.
Pippa Malmgren,
Oh, I
okay?
know her, yeah.
And she's a daughter of one of these guys that was running around with Nixon and so forth. But go ahead and
Is this
roll
a
go ahead and roll.
candy wrapper story?
No. This one's about central bank digital currencies. Go ahead
Oh,
and roll
okay.
clip six. All
Candy wrappers. The Russians are calling them candy wrappers.
right, go ahead.
Well, it may be a bit late for that. I remember talking to an Australian diplomat at one point about this break between the US and China and said, you know, both sides are going to say, whose team are you on? And he said, our job is to make sure the question never arises. But the question has arisen. And so I think we have to go deeper. And it's not about the US versus China. It's about what underpins a world order is always the financial system. I was very privileged. My father was an advisor to Nixon when they came off the gold standard in 71. And so I was brought up with a kind of inside view of how very important the financial structure is to absolutely everything else. And what we're seeing in the world today, I think, is we are on the brink of a dramatic change where we are about to, and I'll say this boldly, we're about to abandon the traditional system of money and accounting and introduce a new one. And the new one, the new accounting, is what we call blockchain. It means digital. It means having a almost perfect record of every single transaction that happens in the economy, which will give us far greater clarity over what's going on. It also raises huge
Clarity.
dangers in terms of the balance of power between states and citizens. In my opinion, we're going to need a digital constitution of human rights if we're going to have digital money. But also, this new money will be sovereign in nature. Most people think that digital money is crypto and private, but what I see are superpowers introducing digital currency. The Chinese were the first. The U.S. is on the brink, I think, of moving in the same direction. The Europeans have committed to that as well. And the question is, will that new system of digital money and digital accounting accommodate the competing needs of the citizens of all these locations so that every human being has a chance
to have a better life? Yeah, sure.
Because that's the only measure of whether a world order really serves.
All right.
So let this happen.
Right.
You can't give up the cash, because when you give up the cash, you give up your freedom. It's just the same with the guns. You can't give up the guns, you give up your freedom.
Right. The modality of paying for something that at least protects privacy to a certain extent, meaning cash transactions, it's over if we go on a blockchain system and everybody adheres to it. Now they're going to have a hard time in the inner cities and quote unquote the hood. That's going to be hard for them to implement, I think. But that's going to be the last place. But I don't know. You know, if this happens, it's over, because they're going to know every transaction that every person does, and it's all going to be trackable, traceable. And if you're part of wrongthink, then you're going to be shut down. Just like Revelation 13, basically, nobody's going to be able to buy or sell unless they have this mark. Which is really on the forefront. It's tied in with biometrics, and you know this, and I know this, but it's we're right here on the cusp of it. They're going to tank this dollar. They're going to try it. And who knows what's going to happen, but you and I both know that there's going to be massive, massive upheaval and violence.
And there has to be. Yeah. It's like, we need to replace our government. We need to replace. We have no law enforcement now. The our entire law enforcement system, we watched the FBI throughout the Trump administration just subvert the law wickedly and prosecute Trump for things that the Bidens were doing.
Oh, yeah.
Is basically the situation. So the FBI and the CIA are not enforcing the law. They're breaking the law with all of these false flag terror incidents throughout the country, all of these flash fires destroying communities mysteriously. Mm-hmm. It's all sorts of crime being conducted by the federal government against the American people. And that's because for the longest time, all our presidents have been bribed by the people who run the world, which are the Jewish bankers. How does Obama have $10 million to buy a house on Martha's Vineyard? Where did he get that? How does Nancy Pelosi have $25 million to buy a house in Florida when she's a representative from California? Yeah. You know, it's like, it sounds preposterous, but we need an audit of the entire Congress. The entire Congress is a bunch of criminals. And I've been saying that, as you know, for like 20 years, because I was saying 20 years ago that everybody in Congress knows that 9/11 was an arranged operation. I guess you can't say 9/11 was an inside job anymore, because people are saying it wasn't an inside job. It was done by Israel.
It was a hybrid. I always say it's a hybrid.
It was,
Well, Israel couldn't have done it without internal saboteurs that were throughout our government. And so, if you look at the people at all the top levels in a lot of these government posts, with the exception of the Pentagon, which had to have a bunch of traitors to let this go, you know, to happen. All the neocons and the PNAC gang and all these characters in this Jewish criminal network that were inside, you know, the government. And look at who's around Biden right now. You got Ron Klain, the chief of staff.
Who's that admiral with the long hair and the dress?
Oh, Levine. Yeah.
Jesus.
Oh, but then you've got Merrick Garland. He's Jewish. He's the attorney general, and he's total NKVD. He almost got put on the Supreme Court, by the way. That was Obama's nominee.
Know.
Yeah. And then you've got you got Anthony Blinken, the Secretary of State. These are the guys running the show. And, of course, in the shadows, you've got all the apparatchiks from the Obama administration still running the show for the Democratic Party. But you know who it is. It's the money changers. And what's really fascinating, and that's by start really looking at, is now you look at companies, all the big pharma companies, you look at the big media companies, and now everybody's finally gotten to the point that they realize there's BlackRock and Vanguard sitting on top of all of those. And yeah, this Larry Fink character, I've been doing material on him the last few weeks, and it's just like this stuff is. I mean, they've got these AI software systems that are so pervasive. They do in all the stock trading, to where it's not even humans anymore. It's that insane to where you've got these conglomerates that control everything. That's how they can do an operation lockstep, to where they have all these corporations marching in lockstep with the vaccine passports and the LGBT crap and all this other stuff. It's, you can finally see, okay, well, there's these huge mammoth system sitting on top of all the other systems, and this is how they can do it.
They're buying all the houses in America.
Oh yeah.
And it's like they're going to determine who is allowed to live. Where they're trying to install a financial system that's just like China's, that if you make a false move, you're going to be excluded and living on the street. And they have a place for you if you're living on the street, and that's called a FEMA camp, because they'll scrape you right up and send you right out. I guess it was the last story I did where Todd Callender was talking about right. He had this one passage when he was talking to Reiner Fulmich about when you go into the hospital for a broken arm, they give you a PCR test. Now, all of these COVID cases all over the world have been determined by a faulty test that doesn't mm-hmm. measure anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so they give you this test until it says you have COVID, and eventually they give you remdesivir, which shuts down your kidney, so you have to be put on a ventilator. And the ventilator is 16 gigahertz, or whatever exactly the term is, and it's bound to kill you. And for each of these things, the hospital is paid fantastic amounts of money that so they can't resist doing it. And we have no recourse, because law enforcement is on the side of the hospitals. Big Pharma is running the hospitals. Big Pharma is running the law enforcement. And on the evening news, this is what tucks it in completely. On the evening news, it's always broadcast. In fact, they're saying Pfizer is keeping the mainstream evening news alive by purchasing all the ads that appear on there.
Yeah.
So we're like totally locked in by a corporate and really communist conspiracy, all funded by the funny money, by the Federal Reserve Jews, who can create infinite amounts of money that the Russians were saying the other day, they were calling it candy wrappers, because that's really all it's good for now.
And, right.
And it's true, because they've pegged their currency to, is it gold, I think?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the whole world is on Russia's side, and yet the American media is saying that all the countries owned by the U.S., which is all the European countries and all the British type companies, Canada, Australia, and all that bunch, which is where the COVID has primarily happened throughout the world, is on the side of Ukraine, and Russia has only been trying to defend itself, but it's the United States that's the new villain of the world, and all of these politicians and all of these law enforcement types are guilty of the most fantastic crimes. And we need to get rid of them. If we're ever going to survive this, we need to get rid of our entire government, all the governments, because they're all backing the jabs, they're all backing the masks. All of these things are not only bad for your health, but they're going to kill you.
Yeah, so let's talk. Let's go into your. Let's go into your. We're coming up on a break in a few minutes, but let's kind of like go into your last couple of articles. So the first one is Leaving Ourselves Behind. Relax, it's only the apocalypse. And then you get into The Divine Image Destroyed, which I've looked into.
I know. You wanted to talk about that. I got a lot of material ready about that.
Yeah, well, I've played stuff from some of these Orthodox priests that took this jab and so forth and so on, relatively spiritual people that felt that they've lost something when they right. took these injections. I call them genetic sabotage injections. But they say they lost some connection to the spiritual realm when they talk about it, and then how the jab of the beast destroys the name of God transcribed upon your DNA, and you had a link to a BitChute video back from 2021. But there's a lot of work that's been done. Let's kind of go through that for a little bit, and then we'll talk about some other things.
The Steiner quote. The story that was done by Daniel List, the dark journalist, and then Kevin Boyle wrote about it, and then I wrote about it. In the future, we will eliminate the soul with medicine. Mm-hmm. Under the pretext of a healthy point of view, there will be a vaccine by which the human body will be treated as soon as possible directly at birth, so that the human being cannot develop the thought of the existence of a soul and spirit. That's the beginning of the excerpt from Rudolf Steiner, written in 1923, that is definitely making the rounds, and it's very relevant today because we have a poison jab that's being given to us, and people who've been in the hospital, not necessarily for COVID. I have a friend who had a hip replacement, and she said she didn't know what they did to her when she was asleep, but she came out of the hospital feeling like a different person, so who knows what they did to her.
Right. So as far as people, you know, have you read into the Pentagon talking about these things too, where they're going to use injections to where people won't have to sleep as much? Well, they'll be able to march longer, all kinds of things.
Super soldiers.
Right. And so this is all in the same realm.
It is.
But what they're doing to, let's just say, the common man is also, I call it a track scene now, because it's a tracking system on top of possibly destroying your connection to the divine. It's also a way to track this individual, monitor everything about them, and so forth and so on, while they're giving you AIDS, let's say, or VAIDS, as a lot of people are calling it, vaccine-acquired immune deficiency syndrome.
There's another aspect to that, too, and it's like, it's really population reduction, and we got to talk about the Deagle report.
Sure. I've covered that extensively. We'll see you guys on the other side of the break. We're with John Kaminsky on Republic Broadcasting.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer. Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's H-E-A-R-T-D-R-O-P.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Licking honey off a knife, drop me where I stand, palm this killing flow, then I need you more than truth.
Network. We're talking with John Kaminsky, and we were kind of getting into his last couple of articles. Hey, John, did you see the Madison Cawthorn stuff floating around this congressman?
Yes, I did. Those wonderful Washington parties, coke everywhere, and wife swapping.
Yeah. Well, here's his statement after he had a meeting with the House minority leader, or our little buddy McCarthy from out there in California. He said, "I've considered for several days how to best address this controversy. The culture in Washington is corrupt. Human nature is fallen. Compromising activities occur because when other people can place you in compromising positions, they control you. It's all about power, but my colleagues and I are fighting that corruption." And so that was his statement after the big dust up here with his orgy statement. That's kind of funny.
Let's talk about Pizzagate. Let's talk about the bloody mask worn by Hillary Clinton and Huma that made the New York cops cry. Yeah. And that has been shoveled under the rug along with all Hunter Biden's bribes and Mitt Romney's salary from a Ukrainian company. And I think they're still considering Mitt Romney for president. He's definitely taken enough bribes to be president.
Yeah. So, but you know, this is what they want to do to all of us, I think, kind of with these injections, is bring them into their sick, evil realm, try to destroy or erase our souls and get us into a similar predicament that they've placed themselves in through their own lifelong behaviors and so forth.
You know, I had a thought about that's really already been accomplished by television.
Yeah.
It's like television and the attack on the church. It's like, remember Bishop Fulton J. Sheen?
Yeah.
used to appear on television in the, this is the 50s. I don't know how old you are, but you're probably not that old.
Oh, I've seen a bunch of his TV broadcasts. Yeah. He was flamboyant. Yeah.
Yeah, and he was sound too. I didn't watch him because I really wasn't interested in that stuff when I was that age, but he was sound morally, and that leads me to, let me discourse on this for just a minute. I have been a tremendous critic of organized religion. I still am, and I pointed out many of the flaws in Christian doctrine. It's more mythology than history. But having said that, lately I've observed that what America and the world have been lacking and has been destroyed by media is morality.
Right.
And I find that in today's world, about the only moral people left are Christians. So I've kind of stopped ragging on their faulty dogma and said, at least these people are trying to be moral, and they're trying to organize and do the right thing. So I really lightened up on the faults they may have, because we need morality in the worst way. It's been totally undermined by the media and the people who run the media, and we know who they are, and they have systematically tried for 100 years to destroy all morality in the country and in the world. And when you talk about the vaccine erasing by whatever means possible the sense of morality in people, I think it just goes along with Drag Queen Story Hour and Adrenochrome and all this other stuff that people are being taught. And I think I've written this a while back, where it used to be parents taught their children to work hard and be honest and raise a nice, honest family. But that's not the way things are working today. Today, the way to get ahead is to find somebody rich who's made a lot of money through crime, get on their good side, take their bribes, and go along in that direction. And that's what the popular culture is urging all our children to do now.
Oh, yeah. You can watch these videos of these young black girls especially talking about, well, what would you rather have, a 9-to-5 guy, a scammer, or a drug dealer? And they're like, give me a scammer. Because the drug dealer's going to go to jail. The 9-to-5 guy's boring, but I need a scammer. And that's what they talk about. But here, back to that. Back to that article you were writing, and then one of the quotes was: "So in the future, children will be vaccinated with a substance that can be produced precisely in such a way that people, thanks to this vaccination, will be immune to being subjected to the madness of spiritual life."
That's pure Steiner.
He would be extremely smart, but he would not develop a conscience. And that is the true goal of some materialistic circles. So you're almost breeding through vaccination sociopathy, to where no conscience. And then, well, where's this going to lead, you know, the regular society? We're seeing, the Jewish mafia has done a number on the black population of the United States. And so now this is where it's at. You have large swaths of psychopaths and sociopaths running our streets, running roughshod over the society. I mean, just look at the way these people are driving out here.
It's all about the bling and the multiple cell phones.
And dancing around in videos with like 100 guns with all your buddies, and then they're out here killing each other. But if they were killing just each other, it wouldn't be so bad. But they're killing a lot of our people and a lot of young innocent people as well. It's innocent really, really people. Crazy.
Yeah, there was a story in Florida the other day with this black. I don't know if he was homeless, but he was near homeless. So just for no particular reason, slashed the throats of an old couple riding their bicycles down the street in Florida. Yeah. Killed them both right on the spot.
Well, they're throwing people on the tracks, on the subways, all over the place. Yeah. New York City.
I just had a thought about this negativity that we're in here, and I just wanted to give a pitch to my own gig that's going to be Thursday night with Mike Gatti, where we and you, because of what you've done, are upholding a tradition of people who have been noticeably suppressed over time, who try to point out all these things and have for years, and they've largely been erased from popular history. And I'm talking about, you know, people like Revelo Oliver and Elizabeth Dilling and really great patriots, Charles Lindbergh, and really great patriots who tried to tell us things that were going wrong in the past. And they've been suppressed and ignored and belittled by the people who control the mainstream media. Back in the 50s, it was Edward R. Murrow saying, oh, these people who are saying our government is full of communists are just crazy. It couldn't possibly be that way. They're liberal Democrats. And we see how that has progressed so radically, so fast, to the point where now we've got a Supreme Court nominee who doesn't know what a woman is, and it's like there's no justice. The thing that gets me, they talk about the FBI and the CIA and wanting to deify police, and God knows we need cops when we need them, but they're not enforcing the law for all people. The law enforcement apparatus in the United States is totally haywire and participating in all the corruption that is taking freedom away from all of us.
You know, the problem with the law enforcement is if they're brainwashed automatons enforcing NKVD level tyranny, what good are they? They're supposed to have some sort of be quick on their feet and know, hey, right or wrong, use their discretion, have some sort of a compass that guides them in their job on a daily basis. If they're created into a bunch of woke, enforcing wokeism, this new religion of, and it's basically just anti-white, and anti-straight, anti-white, anti-tradition is what it really is.
We've reached the breaking point. This whole Ukraine thing is going to destroy America financially, on top of all the other stuff. And it's past time to itemize all the things that have been done wrong, all the crimes that have been committed against us. We need action to stop this government in its tracks before it does further damage. And I'm accepting any suggestions on how to do that. But the first and most important thing is kill your television. Secondly, it's to stop reading your local newspapers, because they're lying just about everything. And then we have to challenge our law enforcement to actually enforce the laws that we have, because they break the laws every day, and we are being destroyed as a country and maybe as a world by this phony epidemic and this support of Ukraine, which is really making war on the entire world. I mean, we've lost the dollar supremacy. That's probably the worst thing any president has ever done. It was bogus to begin with, but it gave us all our affluence and all our opulence, and now that's going to be gone because it's been taken away by these arbitrary edicts of a madman named Joe Biden, who's not even operating his own brain. He's being operated by these Jewish billionaires.
That's a true Manchurian candidate right there.
Oh, my God, beyond that. Yeah, he's like, he's still unable to complete a sentence, for God's sake.
The problem is he was one of the most corrupt characters when he did have cognition. Now he's lost cognition. Right. And so he's this guy, he's a husk of like an arch criminal. I mean, all the crap that he was doing in the Ukraine while he still had some brain power. I'm reading articles about Madeleine Albright, the late horrible wench Albright. And, this NATO expansion stuff and all this stuff, this was going on, under the Clinton regime and the Bush regime.
All way back, yeah.
Bush had sort of a detente, W with Putin for a while. But This NATO expansion stuff and all that stuff was so ridiculous. And what we did in the Balkans and to the Serbs and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I talk about this. People forget about this. All the depleted uranium that we've dropped. Yep. All over this freaking world, where you got all these Iraqis with cancer, all these kids with the strange birth defects, all over the where we've dropped this stuff. You know, remember Major Doug Rocky, this guy that really Remember he exposed all this stuff back in the in the 1990s. It's just so horrific.
It's horrific now with the cell phones and the chemtrails. And I looked at the top of my car the other day. It's kind of a gold color. And it's got all these black specks embedded in the paint. And it's the stuff that's coming out of the air.
Right. Well, the geoengineering, terraforming, this, you know, the amount of toxins being sprayed over our heads every day. Now, you know, you're seeing people talking about the graphene being just thrown in the water supply and the meat.
Right.
You know, all this stuff. And then on your latest article, What If Tomorrow Never Comes, 5G is like a butcher knife. Almost worse than that, experts have figured out there's an electromagnetic connection to all of this. 5G is like a butcher knife. It's a dual-use item. You can use it to communicate, but at the same time, you can use it to kill. A lot of the tests that we looked at in the scientific world focused on the 18 gigahertz signal, and it interplays with the lipid nanoparticle and the COVID injection. And so who knows what kind of microcircuitry and, you know, structures are being built at the nano level, and all of these folks that have taken these shots. It's just off the charts.
So we've itemized the atrocities adequately. We need a plan of action. And it's like, I don't know how to do it, but we have a law enforcement apparatus that is criminal. We have a president that is totally dysfunctional and an entire Congress that's totally dysfunctional because they've all been bought by Jewish billionaires who are participating in the destruction of our country. If there's any chance of saving our country, we need to execute it now. And that means, you know, stopping the open borders, getting rid of these criminals who are in government, and somehow finding a way to... Because if we don't find this way, we're all going to be destroyed in a very short period of time.
Yeah, I mean, I talk about this on the broadcast a lot because, you know, the real kind of where the rubber hits the road is, okay, when is the time for A, B, C, and D patriotic American players out here to act? And it's like, well, you have to look at this right now. Is it time to act and get thrown in the gulag with all the J6ers, or is there going to be a time period where this transition happens, where let's just say law enforcement and military are preoccupied with some sort of other operation, to where then it's the proper time, you know, you don't fire until you see the whites of their eyes type.
I know, but I think we're already out of time. There have been so many atrocities conducted against us with consequences that we don't fully understand at this point. A lot of people are incubating their fatal diseases as we speak.
Sure.
And I think if we wait any longer, they have more tricks up their sleeve. They have they have cyber polygon. They have blackouts. They have continuing restrictions on the internet, which seem to increase all the time.
Bank holidays.
Oh yeah, that's another one.
Yeah.
And so it's like we're out of time, and it's like it's time for everybody to go into the streets and go to their local municipalities and demand that they all resign for the purpose of creating a more honest government where we can take on the federal governments and say, you're completely out of line and we're going to do away with you. That's I mean, it has to happen now or it probably will never happen.
Yeah, you know, what's always fascinated me over the last number of years is the number of people that can be convinced to be traitors, and how stuffed state, county, even municipal governments are with traitors and ignoramuses that have no clue of what American government even is. I mean, they think Karl Marx in the Communist Manifesto is Americanism. I mean, hey, property taxes.
I can take it a little closer to the bone with that. Senator Johnson from Wisconsin ostensibly was doing a good thing when he convened this conference of supposed experts. But the two key experts, the two most telegenic experts were Drs. Malone and McCullough. And both of those men said the vaccines are basically good. And so the whole thing was blown for me right then, because the vaccines have never been good. And for doctors who were supposedly championing the opposition coming out and saying, oh, yes, we should do this, like Trump, you know, Trump gets what he had 7,000 people inside and 21,000 people outside his Michigan gig the other night. Mm-hmm. And he's the one who started Operation Warp Speed. Yep. So, yep. You know, it could be that the American people are too far gone to prevent their own demise. That's the saddest part of all.
Well, you know, and I have a tendency to project my personal, you know, space here in the St. Louis area, because I'm surrounded by a lot of idiots. And so then I project that out across the entire country. Like, they're all like that big of idiots, and they're not. But we have people that are smart in pockets, and we're all in these scattered out across this large landscape. And then if you're, you know, but I'll tell you what, we've got the judicial branch with all of the local prosecutors being bought up by Soros money and all this. This is I mean, you got to give it to these bastards. They are cunning. And they are crafty, and they, you know, look at the Republican Party. Look how many Democrats and Marxists have infiltrated the Republican Party, but yet no patriots and decent people have infiltrated and done any damage to the Democrat Party. You see, they're better at this skullduggery than we are. And
the corruption in government is equal to the condition of the clotted blood in the veins of people who are about to die from myocarditis and heart attacks.
But did you see the 15 people in this Miami tennis tournament?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
It's getting crazy.
I think of all those athletes, you know, it's like there was a couple of standout athletes who wouldn't take the jab, Aaron Rodgers and Kyrie Irving. But think of all those athletes who have willingly taken the and now Nadal, although they say Nadal is down with a cracked rib.
Sure he is,
right?
Well, what about the number one tennis player in the world and the way they treated this guy in England and Australia, the crown countries here? It's so sick. It's so over the top that they would do this.
What I'm saying is that the time has passed for itemizing the atrocities, and the time is now for action, because we are out of time.
I mean, I tend to agree
with
you.
I wish I knew what to do.
I'm in the same boat. I don't want to go get thrown in the hooscow right now. No. before the storm breaks, or for the chaos really hits street level. I'm, you know, I've got people in my life that I love that are depending on me, and so it's like we're all playing a balancing act right now between snapping the hell out and trying to do something to reorganize this thing, or stay calm, be tactical.
Yeah. How many hits? How many more hits can we take?
Yeah, collect. I mean, it's hard. They've got us over a barrel here with, you know, with the financial system and people trying to, you know, put food on their tables and all the rest of this. And
I'm glad I could come on the radio and say this, because it's like writing is one thing, but the spoken word is much more powerful, and we need to have – it's like everybody who's listening to this broadcast needs to explore the venue of their life and examine where they can say something that would mean something. Sure. And go out of your way to find a way to do it, because we're not going to have too many more opportunities to be able to do it.
Yeah, so you're going to be on Revolution Radio over there with Mike the Rebel Madman Gaddy.
Oh, Speak Free.
Oh, Speak Free. Okay.
Speak Freak Radio. It's a new one. And and I think it might be simulcast somewhere. I don't know where that is. I'm not an expert at these particular details.
Yeah.
All I do is shoot my mouth off.
So what time is that going to be?
Time, 5 to 7.
Is that Central?
Eastern time.
Oh, 5 to 7 Eastern on Thursdays.
So that I'm really bad with time changes. What would that be, Central?
Well, Eastern's 1 hour ahead, so it'll be 4 to 6 Central.
I gotta tell you this one story. I drove across the country, and I was in San Diego, and it was noon, and no, I forget how it went, but I had everything backwards, and I thought I was calling my sister at 8 o'clock in the morning, but it was really 1 o'clock in the afternoon when she answered the phone. Yeah. So. But I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you, Robert. I always did and do. But it's the time has passed to stop itemizing the atrocities and doing something about this, all these crimes that are being committed against us. Because right now, you know, the financial system has been destroyed, and Biden is still shelling out billions for Ukraine. And when he does that, he's not trying to defend freedom. He's trying to continue the operation of American criminal behavior in the Ukraine, which was a direct threat to Russia. And Putin had the guts to say, no more. We have to prevent this before it becomes an outright invasion. So the American people are so misled everywhere by saying, oh, he's destroying this country. These guys are total phonies, and they're total phonies at the behest of American money, or Jewish money, Israeli money, because America is not an independent country. America is run by Jewish money.
Yeah, I agree, and there's some heavy players on the, you know, they've taken over the Vatican. And so they use the Vatican as a shell to do their operations as well. And so that's what's another very fascinating point. All right, John, good to have you on. We'll talk soon. I appreciate
Thank you, Robert.
Yeah.
Keep up the good work.
Well, thank you. Take care of yourself.
You too. We will run.
And I feed the fire. It is burning me alive. It's burning me alive. Can I feed the fire? Give me the light to sing. Can I feed the fire? Take.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.